At his first day of work at the Key West Art and Historical Society, Michael Gita went to check out one of the Society's museums, Fort East Martello. There, he found a couple of local artists conserving some pieces that had been in the museum collection for almost 30 years.
I remember walking up to the second floor of the Citadel where all these pieces were being treated and just being utterly and completely blown away by this collection of sculpture.
The sculptures were the work of Stanley Papio, a Keys artist who had a welding shop on the Overseas Highway in Key Largo.
And he started putting the call out to anybody to drop off appliances, car parts, what everybody deemed as junk, and just put it on his property.
Papio turned that junk into art. When neighbors objected and he got in trouble with local authorities, he opened a roadside museum and attraction. After Papio died in 1983, his family donated 70 pieces of his work to the Art and Historical Society. Now they are installed at a new permanent exhibit at East Martello. I'm Nancy Klingener in Key West.